Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 126 for August 14th, 2006, Power Log On. And now, get ready for Dick! A brand new week, a brand new day, and it's a brand new Daily GizWiz. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the little old Giz himself, Dick DiBartolo.
Leo, great to be here. Our exciting new week. I've been planning for this. These shows are not just thrown together. These shows are a combination of weeks of work.
Really?
People, well, no, hang on. Let me reach over. Yeah, let me reach
down.
What
do you got?
I don't know. Hang on. Let me pick a piece of crap up here. Let me look.
Oh, look, it's a shoe.
Pick some. It's a shoe, but in the heel is an MP3 player.
Yes.
No. Okay. No, I have a neat gadget, and the gentleman I spoke to said you had one, but I don't know if you got a chance to try yours yet. It's called Power Log On.
Oh, I like this a lot. I did try it. In
Power
fact, I've been
on.
Looking for a place to talk about this. He did send me one. It's a really neat idea.
Yeah. It's access-smart.com. And what this guy is, it comes with a smart card and a card reader. And they make two versions. They make a desktop kit, and they make a laptop kit that goes into your PC card slot. But basically what you do as you go from website to website, a little icon comes up and says, do you want Power Log On to remember this, your password and your PIN? And you click yes, but the information goes to the smart card.
Right.
So that it's not saved on your PC. And I tell you,
this is really a very good way to secure your system, because the password alone won't do it. They have to have both the card and the password.
Right. And he said something that is so true, even in my case, is that most people come up with one password,
right,
and they just use it
all the time,
everywhere.
Yep. And that's completely insecure. Yeah.
And it was very interesting. Oh, you know what, Leo? Last night I was on the air with Alan Handelman, mm-hmm, and Deauville, the guy from a Power Log On, phoned in because he knew I was going to talk about this product. And during a commercial break, when he came back, he said, Alan, during that break, I found your Social Security number.
No.
I know where you live.
Oh, boy.
I have a picture of your house. I know that you got a ticket for driving some in 1987.
Wow.
Alan, who, and you know him well, of course you're on his show a lot, was freaked out by the amount of information.
Now, this doesn't keep that stuff from being there, but it certainly means that people can't get into your system.
Exactly. And also, the other great thing about Power Log On is that if you want to, instead of making your secret code your birthday, you could just type a series of numbers,
right,
and letters, not realizing that you don't have to type it a bunch of times, because Power Log On will remember it. And you can take the smart card out of the desktop reader, buy the little adapter for your laptop, and keep your passwords with you. So yeah.
In fact, I think even Bill Gates was saying, because people do such a bad job with passwords, that the future of security is these smart cards. And if you go in a very secure installation, they frequently will have smart card readers. That's how they'll do it. And you do it in a combination of a PIN and a smart card. That is very secure.
Yeah.
Very, very
and
secure.
And it's $129 for the desktop kit. I'm not sure if the laptop kit is the same.
And you could buy more cards. So, for instance, if you had multiple employees using a computer, this would be a very good way to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know what? After we talked, he said, listen, would you like to give discounts to people? And I said, yeah. He said, well, make up a promotion code. So I said,
oh, dear.
D- Daily Giz with DGW.
DGW.
Yeah, so if you have an interest in Power Log On and you want to buy it for under $100 instead of $129,
wow, that's good.
Bring it down to $99.99.
Oh, that's a great deal. So that's access-smart.com. If you buy it somewhere else, you won't get the discount. But if you
won't get the discount. And when you go to checkout, he said that there's a promo code box. So type in DGW, Daily Gizwiz, to get your... $30.
And I'm putting this in the show notes, and I'm sure you'll put it on your page as well.
So I will have it there without a doubt.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, I think this
And the other funny thing is, Leo, I'm guilty of this too. Isn't it funny when you don't go to it, you don't really go to an office, do you?
No. No one has access to my stuff.
Yeah. Right. So, but up at MAD, if you walk around, everybody has Post-it notes
with their password.
All over their computer with the passwords.
Yeah. Oh, every hacker knows that. The best way to get somebody's password is just sit down at their computer. They'll have written it somewhere.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So this way you don't have to remember. You have a good password,
but you know
have to remember it.
I, being, technically inclined, I took two Post-it notes and I put over my password glued on my computer. Do not lift this tab.
Private. Secret.
Private. That's right.
Do not look at this.
Right. Alarm will go off if you lift this Post-it note.
That's
I don't know if it's effective or not. And then next to it, I put a big dog bone just so they realize it.
The dog bone?
The dog bone.
Oh, that's so that they'll think you have a dog?
Yeah, under my desk.
Oh.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's interesting. I wouldn't leap to that conclusion if I saw a dog bone on your desk.
Oh, you would not? Okay.
No, because I know you work at Mad Magazine. I just figure out it's just some, phone bone thing going on.
Oh,
here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not, I wouldn't assume that you had a mad pit bull at your feet.
Oh, okay. And speaking of mad, I'm going to do one mad thing. Anthony O'Malley said...
Wait a minute. That's a Mad Magazine name.
No, it isn't. O'Malley. Anthony, A-N-T-O-N-E-Y, O'Malley.
O'Malley.
O-M-E-A-L-L-Y.
From the Irish O'Malley's, yes.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Listen to the Daily Gizmos every day. Would you or Leo talk about if you are or are not connected with Mad TV? Now, I'm not. Are you connected with Mad TV?
Not in any way.
Okay.
So what is the deal with Mad TV?
The deal with Mad TV is it's a licensing deal.
Oh, of course.
And I'll tell you something
Bill Gaines would never have done.
That's it. This is my own take on this. There was a guy who was pursuing Gaines to do a Mad show, and Bill said yes. But this was something even I tried to talk Bill out of. Bill said he would do it, half the material to be written by Mad writers, which I was all for. But he wanted control over who sponsored the program.
Interesting.
And I said, Bill, this is not the old days where, like, it's the General Motors, the General Electric,
General Electric Theater.
I said, people just buy spots on a show, and there's no way that a network is going to give you a choice of sponsors. And he goes, well, that's all I want. So
who did he want for a sponsor? He didn't want booze or something, or cigarettes?
He didn't want toilet products.
Charmin is out.
Out. I don't know if it was specifically Charmin. So this company was so hot to do this, they said, how about we come up with a list of everybody who sponsors an NBC show? And Bill said, well, yeah, but suppose between the time we start writing it and it gets on the air, someone new comes along. Anyway, because of Bill, the deal never happened.
He didn't really want it to happen,
I think that's part of the problem. He was always worried that the Mad writers would get involved in writing something else and then stop writing for Mad, which is
a reasonable fear given how much he's paying them.
Yeah, exactly. And about 9 minutes after Bill died, someone approached Warner with using the Mad.
Now can we do it?
Yes, now can we do it? And the reason I think it possibly could be the same person is that when I found out about it, I had my agent call the production company and got one of the producers who told my agent, he said, I can't tell you the reason why, but all I know is we were specifically told we cannot hire anybody from Mad.
Oh, interesting.
So my guess is this could be so wrong. But my guess is that the person figured he got such a hard time from Gaines. He wanted nothing to do with us. So that is my take on this. But to answer Anthony's question, it's a licensing deal and there's no MAD input.
If you watch the show, you realize it doesn't have any of the MAD style. I mean, it's not the same.
They used to use a few Don Martin cartoons, which I don't think they do anymore. They used to use some spy stuff, and I think that might be gone. So it's mainly the logo.
Yeah, yeah. They just wanted to do Saturday Night Live.
Now, Leo, what are we going to do if a major network approaches us to do the Daily GizWiz podcast TV show?
Interesting. Okay, as long as we have approval of the sponsors.
Which would be anybody with money.
Yeah. It has to be a bathroom product. It has to be a bathroom product. Anything but anything else is out. It's got to be a bathroom product. Yeah.
Okay.
Charmin, scrubbing bubbles,
right,
the Tidy Bowl Man, anything like that. Okay. And no brown M&Ms. But other than that, I have no... And Perrier, but not the sparkling kind.
Right. Okay. Wow.
But I have no other demands.
Well, you know what? This is good, because if anybody says to me, why isn't the Daily Podcast on television?
It's my fault.
It's Leo.
And the minute I die.
The networks. I was so close to a deal with NBC.
But he insisted
on
Leo, products.
He would not. He didn't want the wide Charmin.
No.
They were in.
That's right.
He said they wanted to introduce the giant Charmin.
Over my dead body.
Not on his watch.
Yep, not on my watch. I'm protecting the integrity, the artistic integrity of the Daily GizWiz.
Right, down
even that sentence sounds silly.
I'm getting a needle point made of that. At all times, we must protect
the integrity of the Daily.
Because they don't even go in the same sentence.
They don't, really. No, right. No. This is not. Something's wrong here with this picture.
Something is wrong here.
So, Dick, it has been a great pleasure. I'm going to go log in with my power log on.
Okay, access-smart, and the code is DGW.
And you don't need a code to get to the GizWiz's webpage. It's just gizwizbiz.com. That's where you'll find the What the Heck Is It contest and more information about all the products we talk about on the show. And I have started now using the product images as album art, so you can see what these things look like.
Oh, wow.
So if you're watching you're listening on an iPod or any device, it'll show the album art or your computer. You can actually see. I think that was a good idea. And if there's no product, there's a picture of the Tidy Bowl. I'm sorry, that's not the Tidy Bowl, man. That's Dick. There's a picture of Dick.
Oh boy.
It was the little captain's cap that
fooled
me.
Make a note. Leo turned on Dick. Episode. What episode is this?
126.
126. I'm making a downward facing arrow. DGW turns down the drain.
Down. Okay. Well, wait a minute.
Well, let's try.
Tables tomorrow because I.
Oh, that's right. I'll be here.
He can't wait, can he?
I can't. I'll be here.
D-A-I-L-Y. It's the Daily GizWiz. It's the Daily GizWiz. It's the Daily GizWiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.